Hello, dear friends. Your friendly neighborhood GM here to bring you a little sneak peek into the world of being a GM. Now, being a GM is not all roses and sunshine. Nope, being a GM can be a difficult road with challenges coming in from all angles and approaches. Being a GM for a podcast is even more so. Now, unlike the players of an RPG, the GM actually has a fair amount of homework to do between sessions. The GM's got to plan for each session, find stat blocks, read through all the multitudinous rules for each new weird and exotic enemy, must draw up or find battle maps, find minis and tokens, must plan conversations, design cities and justice systems and economies and religious hierarchies and whatever else the players decide they want to look up. The GM's got a lot of preparatory work to do, and that's not even factoring in, as the GM for a podcast, the amount of editing and listening and tweaking and mixing that I do to get these episodes ready for you, our dear listener. But one of the hardest things for me is coming up with names. I find names a big challenge. Every time a new character is introduced, naming them is the bit that I struggle with the most, because there are so many ways that you can name a character. You could go for the George R.R. Martin approach of taking a modern name and tweaking it slightly, like changing Edward to Eddard. Or you could take existing names from mythology or cultures or languages, such as Darth Vader sounding somewhat like the English word dark and the German word for father. Or you could go down the Tolkien route and create an entire language and grammar just so that you have a reason to call your High Elf Lord Celeborn in one language and Teleporno in another. Nope, I am not making that up. Seriously, look it up. Teleporno. Yeah. The worst part about all of this, though, is coming up with things on the fly, and every GM has had a moment of coming up with a perfectly reasonable-sounding name, only for it to be twisted and marred by the quick wit and usually very dirty sense of humour of their players. This is part and parcel of the game, and it's usually a sign people are having a really good time. I honestly don't actually find it to be a bad thing when it happens, and usually I laugh along. But sometimes, just sometimes, you find your heart sink when something gets twisted up and spat back out. Today is very on the borderline, and I love this party. I do love this party. There are times where you just hope beyond all hope that you roll a nat 20 on your bad guy's attack. So I hope you enjoy today's episode, which is called Don't Get Testy, Chris. On this week's Roll Plus Pod, the party must deal with their mysterious pursuers. What will they find when they confront this mysterious group, and what will they need to do to get back out again? Danger definitely lurks on the road to Leopardstar, that much is clear. But is it possible that Bartholomew is bringing the funny this week? And just land down like, hello, my name is Bartholomew. The players can ruin everything if they try. Everything. Everything. I had not seen that, and now I can't unsee that.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything. Sure, if that's what it's apparently now called. Nothing is sacred anymore. It's all ruined. The water that is unnamed. This, everybody has a hill they will die on, and this is the lake I will die in. So, the water that is unnamed. And just when you think they can't ruin it anymore, they do. You don't need to describe your position based on anatomy, I'm just saying. How many characters will survive this brutal nominative betrayal? How many friends will I lose in my wrath at their twisted humour? Will they ever make it to Leopardstar, or will I drown them all in the ruins of a once great battle map and find new players to take their places? It's time to find out in Roll Plus Pod. Finally got to do another cliffhanger. I feel refreshed. I feel whole, you know? Whole.
Is there nothing else going on in your life?
No, this is it. This is the entirety of my life. You are everything, and I must destroy you.
Okay. Is that the hole you're going to be dumping our bodies in, presumably?
Of course, yeah. The hole in my heart is where your bodies will remain. So last week was a fun one, I think. I had a good time. You wrapped up a few things in town, got some spurs, got some deliveries, got some costume changes done. had another wonderful performance from dear Emlyn. A little bit of retrospection as well on what occurred at the first performance. A little bit of insight into some of Emlyn's thoughts and situations. Luna Moat got wasted.
Yeah, I did.
real wasted. And then you obviously did the second show, packed up and headed out of Tamravenna northwards, roughly, toward Corto. Decided to let the Crookedkin lead the way, sort out the directions and journey, and towards the mid-afternoon kind of felt like you may be veering a little bit further eastwards than you were kind of maybe expecting. But, you know, you don't know this area, you don't know this land, they seem to know what they're doing. They said they've been to Corto before, they must know the route better than you. And then towards kind of the evening, when you thought you probably should have arrived by now, you realize that you're still a little way away from Corto itself, and the sun has gone down, and you are heading roughly northwest towards Corto when Amaranth has noticed something. Some things seem to be following you.
Yay.
Is any of the party members near me already?
Straight in with the same question at the end of last week. Like, I want to know. I've had this
written
down. I
need to know, Chris.
I've got this written down.
I've got a plan of action.
I mean, I assume you're traveling roughly together because you obviously want to keep a... You said before you want to keep a little bit of a close eye on the books.
Yeah.
So okay. I assume you must be close, yeah.
In that case... I let the party know what's going on. I'm going to go speak. I'm assuming Caleb is leading the caravan.
He is near the front, yeah. He's not directly leading it. He's seems to be leaving that to a few of to one of the taller, older guy. This is a problem when you don't know names. of the acrobat seems to be directing things a bit more, but yeah, he is at the front near there, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go speak to Caleb.
Okay. You're moving at a fairly quick pace. You have to kind of like jog, like proper run up to get to the front of the caravan. You do get there and you pull yourself onto the wagon next to Kayla. There is enough space there. Can I help you at all?
Hey, I know I haven't really spoken to you much so far, but I have noticed that we are being watched and followed by some things in the tree line of the Shudderwoods. I'm not sure what their intent is, but I think we need to have people ready to fight, if necessary.
That is not a great thing to hear. We are still a few, an hour and a half, 2 hours out of Corto.
Yeah.
Do you think they pose an immediate danger?
It's hard to tell. They haven't... Unless they've broken from the tree line now, I haven't seen them break from the tree line yet. Though it would be better to ready some of the more capable fighters in case it comes to that. Better safe than sorry.
We are not the most combative people. You, however, seem that you can handle yourselves. You are the ones who saved Yosef.
We can, but it's always helpful and better to have numbers on our side. I'm not trying to scare you or any of the other members, but I do think it would be better to be equipped. Least we get taken by surprise.
I can agree.
Okay.
We, as I say, we are another hour, 2 hours from Corto. Can you, and he asked if you can kind of point out what you have seen?
Can I?
We'll give me another perception check first, because now you are kind of looking from a different advantage. Yeah. Obviously, the DC is lower for this because you know what you're looking for.
That would be a 17.
Okay. It's not too difficult to find find what the shapes. They do seem as though they are moving from the tree line. They definitely are following you and heading towards you.
Great.
They don't seem to be moving amazingly quickly yet, but yes, they do seem to be.
Okay. I kind of nod at Caleb and I say, you know, I'm going to keep an eye on him, but respectfully, I would like to be with my friends at the moment, just in case. And then I kind of hop from the thingy.
That is fair. You do see he is kind of in thought as you leave, and you're he after a few minutes does signal for Lydia, who is on one of the wagons behind, and she gets her way up to him, and they seem to talk amongst themselves as you're leaving. Are you going back to where you were?
Yes. What was it? This is going to sound silly, but you know, I like picked a special trick that Bartholomew can do. Was that seek?
Yes.
Like, and can you remind me again what that does?
let me have a quick look.
Give him a moment, and he sure can.
Let me just remind myself of all of the specifics.
Sorry, Chris.
Come on, you should have every single page of the rule book open on every single tab possible.
Okay, seek. The animal moves into an area and looks around for anything that is obviously alive or animate.
So can Bartholomew relay this information back to me?
I mean, yes. He essentially he can kind of give you a yes or no kind of vibe.
Okay.
One squeak for yes, two squeaks for no.
Yeah, it's that kind of because seek is look, is there anything that's alive, and then you kind of get a yes or no response.
Can I send him out to try and like vibe check?
Yeah.
Vibe check.
To see if I, you know, bear any ill will, but I'm not sure if Bartholomew can detect that. But I'll send him out there anyway.
Okay, so he goes out, heads towards that in direction. I assume you're expecting him to keep a bit of a distance.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to fly down and say hello.
And just land down like, hello, my name is Bartholomew. That's not his voice, by the way. We haven't settled on a voice yet.
I mean, you've just made it so.
Hello, my name is Bartholomew.
I like
it. That's his official voice now, apparently. Let's hope you never learn speak with animal.
I will, just for that.
Just for that voice, to bring that back. He's gone for maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Because he's dead.
No,
he's got a decent fly speed. He's got a decent fly speed, yeah. 15, 20 minutes makes sense, that's fine. And then he kind of does come back, and yes, there are definitely living things there.
Cool. I mean, at least they're not undead, maybe.
I mean, technically, it includes living and animate as one category. There are things that move.
Okay, so Bartholomew just confirmed what I already knew. Okay, good job. And I just kind of like stroke his little head.
I mean, technically, just to recap. So while he does know that trick naturally, he is actually capable of doing any trick, but he just may not succeed at it. So he can attack, come, defend, down, fetch, guard, heal, perform, stay, track, and work. He can do all of those things, but you just have to do a handle animal check to see whether or not he listens to your commands.
Cool. Yeah.
So yes, you do have those options. While you're kind of waiting, after a few moments, Lydia actually makes her way back towards you and actually tries to gather all of you together if she can. Caleb has informed me of the situation. Most of us are not able to help. There's one of our troop have volunteered that if we don't think we'll make it to town before they catch us, if they are getting closer, which it seems that they are, there is a small, I suppose, pond nearby that offers a rather defensible position that, if we are to try and maybe drive them back, that might be the best place to do it. We hate to impose, but if you're willing, we all seem to be in this together.
Well, we're under threat as well, so it's makes sense to combine our efforts.
Could you keep the brothers from underfoot?
They are very much not willing to participate. One of the acrobats has said that she would come to assist. She's been in a scrape or two. She's much stronger than she looks.
Okay. All the help, you know, we can get, we appreciate.
Okay. She then gives you to whoever is leading out of your group in terms of direction. She gives you directions where so the route that you're on, it's not directly a road, but it seems to have been a thoroughfare at some point of So there, like, you can see where it's kind of become a natural road of its own sort. And she kind of gives you directions that after the 10 minutes further along, if you go, if you head right towards the, like closer towards the river, whose name I've already forgotten, I had them at me a second ago, the Lesser Moutre River, and kind of heading up towards that way, she directs you to an area where there is a kind of a not quite a crevasse, but there's almost like a, there is a clift area around a small pond. That feeds off from that river, and she's, and that's what she directs you to there as being one of probably the most, if you can draw them there, they can hide the rest of the caravan another maybe mile or two away, further away, so hopefully you can draw in whatever this is and scare it or kill it or whatever.
So we're doing bait and trap
kind of is what she's suggesting, if you are willing.
Okay, yeah, I'm willing to do that.
And yes, you do have one of the, as she's giving you these instructions, a young, you will probably recognize her. You will have seen her a little bit, although I don't think any of you have really spoken to the acrobats. Maybe one of you has, I can't remember. It's been weeks. So she's, out of the, just to remind you out there, there were four acrobats that seem to be part of a troop together, and each of them have like slightly different colored skin. So the one that's kind of joining with you, who seems, she's very, very quiet. She has been very distant from a lot of people, but she's got kind of almost like a, almost like an auburn red kind of skin. Her hair is like not wild, but there is kind of a frizz feels like the wrong word, but it's not very, it's not a tamed hair. She's very lithe, but there is a strength, like almost like a, like lean muscle to her. She doesn't say anything as she comes over, but she does. You do see that she is, she is, she's got leather straps and around her wrist, her forearms, her wrist, and her hands, and she has got a few daggers that are kind of like clipped in at different parts of her, of her, of her clothes. She doesn't really say much, but she does kind of give you a, like a little bit of like an acknowledgement, like head nod as she comes to you.
So
we're splitting off and luring them to us.
Apparently,
looks like.
Yeah. Okay. So, just in case it devolves into any kind of fighting, because we don't know, I have prepared this. Ooh. You probably can't see anything just yet, but don't worry, I'm adding you on to the map. So there is a map here that you can see. I'm adding you all to it progressively. There we are.
Oh no. I hate to say it, Chris.
That it looks like balls.
It, yep.
What looks like balls? In the village as well.
The pond.
No, it does look like a nutsack.
I had not seen that, and now I can't unsee that.
Yeah.
There definitely looks like there's a growth on one side, though, that should probably get looked at by a doctor.
Yeah,
not that quite
bush
healthy.
Is also, the bush at the bottom is also like really nicely tucked in between the like crev.
We're going to have to put a picture of this up on the Insta, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm on it.
That's a little bit of gross, is that?
Okay. No, to be fair, it could be worse. If we dive into the lake, the balls will have made us all wet.
Okay,
and I regret saying that immediately.
Cool.
So this is the area that you've kind of been directed to. So you would know that whatever is following you will be coming from the right hand side of this.
So the other side of Ballsack Lake.
Yeah.
Sure. If that's what it's apparently now called.
It is. Should we cross Ballsack Lake?
No, make them come to us.
No, I think. And Lunamote sort of looks around a second and is like, maybe you should pretend to make camp here. That might lure them to us.
I mean, I have an idea that might help with that. I cast Dancing Lights.
Okay.
I cast Spark.
Okay. What are you casting Spark on?
I guess I'll gather a couple of branches and cast Spark on that to make it seem like we're setting up a bonfire.
Okay, so you're essentially going to make a small little fire kind of thing.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Whereabouts are you doing this? Obviously, I've put you on the map so you can position yourselves, just in case
okay.
It becomes relevant. In case it becomes relevant, I've put you on there so you can place yourselves.
I'm actually wondering if there's like a little clearing to the south of us that's surrounded by bushes, whether that might be a good little place.
Potentially.
Okay.
So where did you say you're positioning? Sorry, I'm missing things.
Well, there's a little clearing surrounded by bushes just down here, and I'm thinking that might be a good place to bonfire up.
Do you want to go up another tree by any chance?
Okay, we've had a couple of technical problems because apparently the technology hates me, and that's all fine because I get to direct all that anger onto you. You're all got people chasing you and stuff, and you're positioning yourselves. Where are you going?
We're by the ball sack.
Yes, I know.
Oh, God.
You invoked the cursed power of testicular lake.
Okay, let's move on from testicular puns. You are on the east side of... No, the west side. I can do directions. You are on the west side of the unnamed little pond. and you know that your adversaries or your... silence thyself.
No.
Your adversaries or followers or whatever it is that Amaranth has seen are approaching from the east.
Okay. So I think we had a plan to... make distractions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to make a fire and set it alight with my new spell, Spark.
And wasn't Avena doing dancing lights or something?
Indeed.
Nice. Where to would you like the fire?
I mean, I think your idea of looking at this clearing was a good one.
Yes, the little clearing to the, just at the west. Like where the balls start to drop.
You don't need to describe your position based on anatomy, I'm just saying.
This little...
It's for the listener, like, darling.
We're trying to paint a picture.
Somewhere like there?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. You have a small fire.
I might position myself a little bit further away to get like a little like sniper position.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You're going to hide in the bush.
Yeah, no ball sack, yep. So
these thank God the creator of this land didn't shave first.
Suddenly all the bushes and trees disappear.
No, they're not going to disappear, they're going to beat you all unconscious.
Good job I set a fire going then.
Yeah.
Crotch itch.
Okay.
So these like trees and bushes up this way.
Ones are indeed bushes.
Okay. The one I'm kind of next to, is that a tree or a bush?
That is a bush.
Fuck. Okay.
Just crouch in the bush.
It's the much bigger ones that are trees. Because trees tend to be much bigger than bushes.
Hey, don't underestimate Emlyn's capability to hide behind a thin birch tree.
Yeah, I'm quite skinny.
I ain't saying nothing apart from the fact that bush is probably like only 3 feet high.
Hey, I could hide in it.
Luna Moat definitely 100%. Where would you like your because you also have your additional companion with you. So where do you want your new temporary companion to be? Roughly.
I will
tell you now to give you a bit of a... she is a martial melee build. Maybe I'll give you more detail because it's surprises.
Maybe by the fire, since we're trying to kind of make it look like we're camping. It'll look
weird. Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. Otherwise, on the edge of the water that is unnamed.
Yes. On the edge of the lake.
Chris, I love how you're trying to like... backpedal on this having happened, but it's already been named.
A water that is unnamed. So, everybody has a hill they will die on, and this is the lake I will die in. So,
a lake full of sperm? All right.
The lake is unnamed and unknown. What are we doing?
The ball sack.
Emlyn is quite a distance, about 60, 70 feet away northerly. Amaranth, Lunamote, and your new friend close to the fire, Avena a little bit tucked away. Are we happy with where you are?
I think so. I mean, I have to try.
We need to look like we're camping, otherwise it's going to be like, why the fuck is there a fire and all these people like scattered around roughly, you know? There's got to be at least a cluster of a few people.
I guess I will. There looks like there's a bush next to us with some berries on it. Can I be picking the berries?
You can pick them berries.
I shall.
Do we get to pick them good? Companion's name since we're going to be fighting alongside her?
Yes, her name is Casimina.
Casimina, okay.
Yes. She doesn't say much, but she does kind of interact a little bit with you. She is quite solitary.
Okay.
Cool, so I'm imagining Amaranth and his person just staring into the fire.
It is the most stoic circle around this fire ever.
Lunamote does just sort of turn to Amaranth and is like, so, a bat?
Yeah.
Why?
Pauses. What do you mean, why?
Well, you seem very adverse to your vampire thing, so why a bat? Why not, like, a rat or a cat or a frog? Why a bat?
That Volumu chose me.
Oh. And Lunamote then turns and looks at the bat and is like, are you their father?
I asked the same question, okay. And I do not know, but I think not.
Huh. Well, that is not worrying at all. I mean, what if it is your father? What if, like, your father has decided to try and come to you in another form to bring down your defences?
Then we're going to have some really awkward conversations about the fact that Bat Folemu sleeps on me. So I'm hoping for both of our sakes that Bat Folemu stays a bat.
Do you know if your father could turn into a bat?
I haven't asked him.
Huh.
I feel like they can.
Oh, okay, this is interesting. I've had a pop-up as we're making this conversation.
Yeah, same.
That says to make a perception check. So I guess I'm going to do that.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Oh, and I don't get to know what it says.
No.
Oh, fuck.
All of you have been asked for a perception check. Because as this conversation is happening, don't forget your adversaries were hot on your tail.
Oh my god, I thought this was Ronald the Bat was my dad again. I was going to be like, no, please.
And you're like, oh, is this how I find out? By this ball sack? I mean...
You gave in. It's real now. You made it canon.
I said no such thing. You can't prove it. There's no evidence.
It's fine. It's
only an audio recording.
It's fine. We'll just come back here for the beach episode.
It's fine. Chris doesn't get a say over the social media.
Oh, that's cruel. That's cruel.
Anyway, back to our mysterious perception checks, eh?
So, yes, whilst you are having this discussion about your new companion, Bartholomew Fancy Feet. I'm sure you can hear the PHs in the way I pronounce that.
Of course.
You, and by you, I do actually mean all of you.
Oh.
Because you all rolled very, very well.
Wait, the one time I roll good on perception, I don't get to see the roll.
Well, I mean, shall I do them from lowest to highest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
So the joint lowest were Avena and Emlyn, who incidentally both have the exact same modifier and therefore rolled the exact same thing on the die.
Nice. Huh. Nice, nice.
For a total of 20.
Oh.
Nice.
The next highest was Lunamote.
Ooh.
With a 21.
Ooh.
And finally, with a whopping plus 10 modifier, Amaranth rolled a 26.
Wow. Things are real good, guys.
Nice. Color good.
There are three humanoid figures that are trying to be stealthy directly on the other side of the water from you.
Like, can I also be stealthy?
So on what we've classed as the little growth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we shout to them? Because I feel like...
we said that would be sneaky.
Well, they're trying to be sneaky. We've noticed them.
But do we want them to know that we've noticed them?
Give me a minute. I'm seeing what I can do.
I'm imagining we're all like whisper shouting each other. Like Avena behind a bush.
Nah, I can't do shit at this distance.
Yeah. Might as well try and have a conversation, though.
screw it. And then Lunamote just sort of holds her hands up around her mouth and just goes, "Hi, friends!"
There is a moment of pause, and a crossbow bolt fires out across from the other side of the water.
Well, at least we know they're not friendly this time. No one can get on me for attacking them if they have fired at me first.
No, this is true.
That is an 11.
At who?
Yeah.
At you.
Oh, at me?
You made the noise.
Oh, against AC or touch?
Just AC.
Then no, that does not hit.
Yeah, no, okay.
You do sort of see Lunamote watch as the bolt just goes past, just like, oh, okay, so we are not friendly. That is fun.
There are, you can now quite see, now you can see exactly where that bolt came from. There are three, shall we say, humanoid shapes, but something's not quite right about them. They seem a little...
fluffy?
Bulky?
Canine.
Oh, what big teeth you have, Grandma.
Chris, does handle animal apply to these creatures?
You are not getting a pet werewolf.
They do not count as animals unless they are in their animal form, but they are too intelligent for handle animal as a skill.
I mean, they did just shoot a crossbow, so I don't think they're in animal form. Otherwise, I'd be a lot more impressed with them.
They are definitely humanoid. They are standing on hunched, but they are on hind legs. They are clearly armored. They are where and they each have a crossbow leveled across at you. One of them has fired.
Have they been officially identified?
No, know nothing yet.
Can I do a knowledge nature?
Oh, on your turn, you can. Yeah, because we're going to get some initiatives, please.
I thought that was coming.
Hostile action hath been taken, my dears.
8.
Oh, God.
So that was an 8 for Avena.
That's a 5 for Lunamote.
5 for Lunamote.
16.
16, Amaranth. Very nice.
18.
And 18, Emlyn. Okay. We're just going to do that. And okay. So top of the round. Oh.
Let's guess. Is all three of them?
I also need to roll Casamina because I completely forgot that she as well.
Oh, does that woman you have to roll?
No, he acts on your turn.
Okay, good.
I believe, actually, that's a very good question.
Uh-oh.
You may have just ruined everything. Animal companion comes under druids. Let me just quickly look at the druid information.
Chris, does Batfolomew have his spurs on him? Because I'm not seeing equipment.
Good point. So I will just say I will edit his talon attack to correct damage, and I will add the item on.
Thank you, Chris.
There we go. So he deals an extra 2 points of damage on his attacks.
Okay. Nice.
Which cancels out the -2 he was getting from strength. Okay. I will be honest, I cannot recall how it works with animal companions because I forgot we have not had a combat including one yet.
Do you want me to just utilize him on what I turn for simplicity?
No, give me 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So it turns out there actually is no official ruling on this either way, which is so helpful. Paizo, if you are listening, maybe patch that one up a little bit. Not that I'm criticizing the wonderful, wonderful producers of such a good game. I am going to have to make a decision on this, and I'm going to go with the animal companion is technically acting on its own turn. It is not acting on your turn, but it acts directly following you. So it would be you will do your turn, and then Bartholomew acts after you.
Nice.
So on your turn, you can choose to give him a command, and then I will decide. And then if it's a command that he knows, then he will obviously just follow that command if he can. If it's a command that he hasn't been trained in, you'll have to roll, and if you're successful, then he'll follow that command. To be aware, though, he does fall under my control. So if you don't give him a command of any kind, I would then decide what he does.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yep.
Okay, cool. That brings us then to the top of the round with Emlyn.
Ah, shit, it's me. Okay.
Yeah, oh shit, it's you.
I'm not used to going first. This never happens.
Come on. I mean,
to be fair, you have like a, what's your initiative modifier? Like a plus five or something?
Six.
Yeah, you're going to have to get used to going early.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Come on, Emlyn, with that newfound confidence.
So while we were like hiding and waiting for these guys to show up, would I have been able to like get my musket out and load it and have it ready?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. I'm going to skedaddle my way over a little bit closer to the shoreline.
Okay.
And then am I in range with them yet? Probably not. Okay, I'm just in the second range increment. So we'll go with it. Why not?
Okay.
So I'm going to take a musket shot.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a grit point to do Deadeye to still do touch AC, but I get the minus two for being outside my range increment. Also going to do point blank, and why not? Let's deadly aim it. Let's be funsies. Let's do all of the things. Of the things.
Okie doke.
Because why not?
Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. That's a 19 to hit.
I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, tell it.
Cool, that's 11 damage.
Is that all you can do?
No.
It's quite a lot. Okay.
It's not great roll.
That's quite good. It was pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. And yeah, that's my turn.
Okay, so remember your musket is unloaded at this point. That then brings us to one of my dudes.
Ooh.
Who is going to... apparently can't move very far. Oh, because they're wearing...
because they're wearing what, Chris?
Clogs.
They're wearing armor. So apparently he can only move to there. That's as far as he can go.
Haha, bitch. Get used to 20 feet movement. It's not fun.
But he is still within range to take another shot at you, Luna.
Oh, shouldn't have said anything, should I?
I mean, you keep saying whatever you want to say. Okay, so he is going to take a shot at you. That is a 21.
Just a bit, yeah. That will hit me.
That's 8 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Not bad, not bad. But that is him. He's moved, so he can't reload. That brings us to your new friend here.
I'm so excited to see what she does.
Not in hitting range.
What's she going to do?
Well, she's quite far away is the problem.
Mm.
She doesn't really have much. I mean, she has some things, I suppose, that are a bit ranged, but they're not the best options. So I think she's going to do something daring.
Ooh. Oh, no. That never goes well for us.
You never know. She might be different.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, she can't go in a straight line. That's not great. That ruins what I was planning to do. So she's actually just going to move twice for now. So first movement to there. Second movement across the shallows to there. Okay, that will do her. But she's in a good position for next turn. Amaranth.
I am sad that I cannot stab. But I'm going to move 20 feet here.
Mm-hmm.
And
just kind of inching around towards the top of the, towards the shallow water as well.
The goal is eventually I'm going to be able to stab, but until then...
I'm going to run over there with my stab until I can stab.
Until then, I can use my short bow.
That is very true.
So that is what I shall do.
What is the range on your short bow?
See, here's the thing. I looked at it in items in inventory and it said range 600 feet, and that does not sound right to me.
I think that's right.
That is an impressive range.
I'm pretty sure. Let's have a look. Weapons, that would be a martial
bows
weapon.
Bows can shoot a fair distance, like non-crossbow bows.
Okay, let's have a quick look. Ranged weapons, short bow. Okay, no, it's 60.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Hold on,
I'm just going to quickly jump into your sheet and change that.
Thank you. Well, they're still within range.
Nice. How convenient.
So, shooty time.
Oh, okay. No, that's so where it's saying range on your inventory, that is the maximum range, because it's saying you've got 10 maximum range increments.
Oh, okay.
So it's doing 60 times by the 10, 600 total.
Cool. That would be very impressive. Yeah, so I'm going to shoot.
Get him.
And I have not had to use my bow in a while. So I'm going to use one of my plus one arrows.
Ooh.
Ooh, fancy.
Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't forget to add a plus one to the attack roll and the damage roll.
Okay, so the attack roll with plus one would be 15 to hit.
Which one are you targeting, just so I know? There's
not
two
the
that
baddie,
are kind of...
Not the one that Emlyn shot.
Okay.
The other one.
The one just below it?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So the one that moved up. Yes. Okay, so 15
to hit
is a miss.
Oh.
Tragic.
I will tell you now, these look dexterous, well-armored, and their hide, because it's the only word for it, looks tough.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mm.
Well.
Stabbing it is then.
And that brings us to, unless there's anything else on your turn, Amaranth.
Can I sheath my bow with my thingy?
That's part of your movement, yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Cool.
But so then that brings us to the one that got shot by Emlyn.
Mm-hmm.
Who I think is probably gonna try and shoot you back.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. Let's have a quick look at the range on that. Oh, you are just in range.
Oh, bitch.
Literally just on the edge of that range. So that is a... 1 second, it says I'm out of ammunition. I'm not. There we go. That is a 22 to hit.
Yep.
That is 4 points of piercing.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. No, 8. Did I say 8 or did I say 4?
You said 4.
I meant 8. Apparently I can't read. I rolled a 4 on the die, that was why. But it gets bonuses
still
for things.
It's puny, but okay.
Okay. So that is... Yeah. Yep. He's then going to drop the crossbow as a free action and is going to move 20 feet there and draw a longsword. And that is going to bring us to his other friend, who is the one that shot at the beginning, who is going to use his movement action to reload and then take another shot at, I think, Amaranth this time, probably.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, why not? Why not, eh? Exactly. That is a 22 again.
Well, ouch.
And would you Adam and Eve it is... Another 8 points of damage.
Can you add it, please?
I can indeed. Don't you worry about that. Okay. That then brings us to Avena.
Hello. I am... Sorry, just waiting for it to allow me.
So currently you've got... there's one that's kind of heading up toward the edge of the... kind of coming around the cliff edge towards Casamina and where Amaranth are crossing the shallows. But there are two still... On the opposing side, still at the top of the cliff edge.
Interesting. I mean, I'm quite limited at this range, it has to be said. I'm going to move... I'm going to take two movement actions, please.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to head south from the sort of bushes I was hiding in, and then... So that would be... And then cut around the bottom of the lake.
Okay.
I'm guessing that this oddly placed tree is not an obstruction.
I mean, the center of it would be, yeah.
But I could still
move because there is
under
a
it.
Trees do tend to have these things called trunks.
Yes,
and
thank
they
you.
Are impassable generally.
Oh, I thought if I invoked the Green Faith, I could merge with it and just jump out of another tree or bush nearby.
If you would like to take a level in Druid, we can look at that.
So yeah, I'm gonna do. That for now.
Okie doke. Lunamote. So obviously it's first round of combat, so you're staggered.
Yeah, I am staggered at the moment, so I've got one action I can do. I'm able to use my action to move if I choose to, right?
Yeah. So you can either move or you can take a standard action.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, obviously, first of all, is Flash of Insight is going to take over my mind. But because I knew this was coming, we were expecting this battle, To begin with, she sort of still sat there by the fire, ready for this like wash of vision to come over her because she's kind of used to this now. So she gets her flash of insight, which is going to be a nat 20 on a stabby stab, because of course it is.
Okie doke.
And then once this vision has taken her over, she is going to move up to next to Amaranth.
And sort okay, of, so you're going to be following Amaranth around towards yeah. that shallow part of the water.
For now, yes. And then that is my turn at the moment. But next round, something fun is going to happen.
Ooh, exciting. Top of the round, Emlyn.
Okie dokie. I'm going to move action, reload my gun. Get that all working again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a 5-foot step as part of that move action, just to get a little touch closer.
Okie doke.
And then I'm going to fire at the wolf that's heading towards...
To the one that's long-sworded and moving towards Casamina.
Actually, nah, I think we're going to go for this uninjured one that's a little bit further down.
Okay.
Casamina looks like she can handle stuff, maybe, so...
We will see.
I also kind of want to see what she can do, so...
Okay,
so spending another grit point for Deadeye, point blank shot, deadly aim, -2 for the range increment, shenanigans.
So many numbers.
It's big maths. 20 total.
And this is against normal AC?
Touch, because I spent touch. My Deadeye.
Okay, so that is, yeah, that's a hit.
Cool. That's 15 damage.
Yeah.
This gun's good.
You practically take off a leg. Like, it is a blasting shot. There is blood spattered across the bushes nearby. That is, I mean, I'm pretty sure that'd be a war crime in most civilized societies, if I'm honest. Sure, but we'll see what happens.
As a free action, can I shout something?
Yeah.
Just like as the gun is still smoking, she'd be like, "Hiya, lads. That wasn't a good idea, was it?"
I'm not gonna lie, I was half expecting you to go get fucked, posers.
What's next turn?
Okay, that was a good turn. That brings us to the guy you just shot at, who is not feeling good, but still has both of its arms, which is enough to reload and then use a crossbow against. I wonder who, the person who just took a leg out.
Yeah, that's fair.
13?
No.
Okay. Well, he tried, he failed. We get over it. That brings us to our new friend, who is definitely within range to do some fun. So the question is, which bits of fun do we want to do? Okay, so she's within range, so she could do a charge. That could be fun. This is where I really should have paid more attention to all of the stuff that she has at her disposal, because there's a lot of it. Right. She is going to run in, and this is going to be as a charge. And she is going to punch it.
Ooh.
And okay. I mean full on, like, fist to the side of the head. Like, it's practically a haymaker, but there's a lot of control and, like, there's a practiced motion to it. And this is a specific attack called a stunning fist.
Ooh.
Now that's a tactic I like.
I think I have an idea of what she might be specced in.
Well... Maybe.
Could I make a guess that perhaps she has a decent wisdom score?
Actually, no, she doesn't. She has terrible wisdom score, to be honest.
Oh, damn. Okay, my theory is on fire.
Wow, it's not often that David's wrong.
Okay, yes. So she is going to punch out with that and...
Okay. What'd she do?
Another really bad one.
I mean, the roll was a 28.
Oh, is that like a nat?
Yeah.
No.
That's not a nat.
It's not a nat 20. I would tell you it's a 19 on the die, so it was close
Holy
to a nat
hell.
20.
Oh,
okay, so Stunning Fist.
Is she just going to punch this thing's brains out?
Oh, please do.
So, they must make a fortitude saving throw against the DC. DC of this is 12. And it rolled.
Aww.
So, nothing happens.
Well, it doesn't do damage?
It does do damage. It dealt four points of damage. Although, I've just noticed something. And I feel like in order to be fair, I do feel like I need to just rectify a couple of things here, and that you notice they're actually looking a bit healthier than they were a second ago.
Oh, no.
What?
I mean, we were looking at them from a distance, so obviously our impressions weren't super clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all looking quite a bit healthier than they were.
Oh,
and they just don't look like they took quite as much damage from the attacks as you thought.
Why?
Oh, Amaranth,
it's your turn. And I will say we forgot to do Bartholomew. After we looked up how to bloody do Bartholomew, we then forgot to do Bartholomew. So I'm going to blame that on you because you didn't give him a command. So, ha. Huh.
Okay.
So for his last turn, he has just followed alongside you.
That's all I want him to do. That's fine. Can I do a knowledge nature to see what I know about werewolves?
Isn't that an interesting question? Which skill would that actually come under?
Religion?
I think it would actually be local.
Can I finagle a nature or religion?
No.
But I know them. I've lived in the Shadowwoods.
Yeah, that's why it's local. It's still a local.
But I don't have local. What about law?
No.
Fuck's sake. Okay.
There are rules to this game that we must adhere to. Yes, they are humanoids. They are humanoid subtype shape changer. So if you are looking for information on werewolves, then it would be a knowledge local check you would need to do.
Okay, I'm just going to take 20 foot.
I feel
movement
like my ears are burning.
And now be stood in like the shallow water.
Yep.
And that's it.
No, I mean, you could take another movement action.
Can I?
Well, yeah, because the recalling knowledge. Well, you didn't do it because you haven't got the skill.
Yeah,
and you've only taken one movement there. So if you wanted to, you could take another movement action.
But I've only got 20 feet of land space.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So you've done 20, so you could take another 20.
Okay, cool. I'll do that then, and I'm here now.
Would you like to issue a command to Bartholomew?
Can I try and get Bartholomew to blind the werewolf by the strong puncher lady, whose name I forgot.
By Casimina.
Yeah, Casimina. Can I get him to, like, attack the werewolf?
So, yes, you can. You'll need to make an animal handling check. First one.
Ooh, let's see how this goes.
I think we may have used this skill for unintended purposes before, but this is the first time we've actually used it properly.
Yes. So that is a 23.
Which actually is enough.
Holy Nelly.
Nice. Yeah. It's not. The DC is 25. The DC is 25, not 20. I was looking at the wrong thing. I was looking at teaching it a trick, but pushing an animal, which is getting them to do something in combat that they are not currently trained in, the DC is 25. So, but he is not currently trained in it.
Tragic.
So that means that that's fail. So I then decide what he does. So at the end of your turn, he is what is his movement speed? Actually, it's quite his fly speed is quite high, isn't it?
Yeah,
60. Yeah. So he is just gonna. He's not even going to use all of his fly speed. He's going to do a 40 feet to fly across to where you are.
Moral support. I like it. Thank you.
Yeah, he's going to stick close, but he's not going to do anything quite else, which brings us on to this guy right in front of Casimina, who has his short sword out and long sword it is, even not even a short sword, and he's going to take a swing. Let's see how this goes. That is a 17, which does hit.
Ooh.
And she takes 9 points of slashing damage. What I will do, considering you're like, she is technically kind of on your team,
So I'm not going to give any view of her character sheet, obviously, but I will let you have a little look at her health bar so you can see roughly how she's looking.
She's like the same as me.
Even if you don't get the number. Yes, he's going to do that swing. He can't do multiple attacks, can he? No, because he's not got a high enough base attack bonus. So he is just going to, and there's no one else near him, so he can't do a cleave, although that would be really fun. Oh, I could have put power attack on that as well. That would have been good. He has lots of fun things. Now he's just going to chill there, I think. Brings us to his other buddy here, who is crossbowed up. So you take a 5-foot step here and reload. And he is, so these are the two kind of clustered a little bit further away from where the melee is currently happening. And he is going to take a shot at Lunamote.
Of course he is.
The other side. Actually, no. Lunamote's not the biggest threat. He would not be targeting you right now. He's going to target Emlyn because Emlyn's the biggest threat.
All right.
Ooh, and actually, no, he can't. He actually can't. You're not in range.
Ha ha! Fuck you.
No, he'll do it.
My range is bigger than yours.
He'll do it. He'll just take the penalty.
Oh, you motherfucker! Stop that.
Yes, that is going to be -2 for that, and does an 18 hit?
Yep, it does.
You'd be pleased to know it's only 2 points of damage.
Okay, that's fine then. That's fine.
But yes, he's moved. He's already reloaded this turn. He can't reload again. So, Avena, it's your turn. You're still hugging the bottom of the ball sack?
Essentially, yes.
You go ahead and cup that sack. It's fine.
Who'd like to make cough? Can I attempt... Delayed reaction there. Can I make that knowledge check, please?
Yes, you can.
If I may, I think I have knowledge local. I'm fairly certain I do. Ugh, 12.
No, you don't know.
Boo. Well, that was a free action anyway, so it's fine. Now, if I've done a bit of reading, if I've understood this correctly, I would like to invoke a full round action to run.
Yep.
And I've traced my path, and I think it works, so I would like to... I'll trace it for you now.
One moment. Pretty sure run has to be taken in a straight line, doesn't it?
Yes.
As in which the whole... Oh, you know, that line right there would be... You'd be on the edge of the cliff, you'd fall down.
Okay.
unless you're planning to like,
leap?
Full-on mirror's edge wall run it.
Don't think
I mean, that'd be pretty cool to see happen, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wait until next level. Okay, in that case then, I am going to... I'll take a normal move to start off with and get myself below that tree once I actually allow pick the movement option. There we go. And I'm going to continue on. Double move.
Okay, look.
Coming round.
Perfectly acceptable Lumen.
They haven't noticed me.
Okay. They don't seem to be focused on you at all.
That's quite funny, actually. It's another battle that Avena's just running around.
With a plan.
She's only got little legs left.
Excuse you. Anyway. Cool. So Lunamo, now I'm safe in the knowledge that she has got her natural 20 under her belt here. She is going to focus straight ahead of her to where the two creatures are that she can see. And I would like to try and do a knowledge local.
Okay, go ahead. Give me a knowledge local.
A 21?
Okay. So you do know that these do indeed appear to be werewolves in their hybrid form.
Okay.
So things you would know about werewolves. They are humanoids, they are shape changers, and as such, they do have damage reduction. A damage reduction of 10.
Oh.
Which is quite a bit.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I guess who's got a good knife for this?
You do know that silver-coated weapons would bypass the damage reduction.
Okay.
I will also tell you that they have pretty much all weapon proficiencies. They can pretty much use all weapons, but they specifically are ferocious fighters. So they have power attack. They have cleave. They also have combat reflexes, which means they can take multiple attacks of opportunity per round.
Oh, great, cool.
They also are, they also have innate bravery, which means that they are quite and they are resistant to fear.
Cool. And they are sort of okay.
They are pack animals, so they will defend each other to the death.
Okay, cool. So with this knowledge in mind, Lunamote's going to sort of curl her fist around her dagger, that her brand new dagger that's just been given to her, mm-hmm. and with the other hand sort of reach forward and curl it as, like, you see almost like very silvery strands reach across the lake to summon Monster 2 next to these creatures.
Okay, so summon Monster 2 is a full round action.
Okay, so that's fine.
So you start casting it now.
Yep.
You keep casting it all the way through, and at the mm-hmm. beginning of your next turn,
mm-hmm.
then you will summon the creature.
Yeah, so it's just she's got her dagger in one hand ready. She's hand forward, these silvery wisps reaching across from her, across to the other side of the bank, slowly spiraling and building up.
Okay. So we will come back to you at the beginning of your next turn. Top of the round, Emlyn.
Cool. I'm going to be very predictable. 5 foot step, reload.
Are you going to shoot a gun?
I might well do that. Honestly, I've been very.
Oh my word!
Oh my word! I've not done it in a little while. I'm about to do some gun action. So. Cool. Since they seem to be taking a lot less damage than we initially thought.
Yes, because
I am going to shoot the one near Casimina.
It's not that I made a mistake. It's that dramatic things. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, hold on. How close is it? That's the question now. It is currently. Fuck.
Yes, fuck is the literal distance. It's
exactly
a technical
fuck
term.
Feet
I believe
away.
They use it in the Navy.
Yeah, fuck feet away.
Yes.
Yep. Shit balls.
No, that one's an army term. I thought we were using navy terms.
Yeah, sorry. Keep getting them all mixed around. You know how it is. Yeah,
go right ahead. What are you going to do?
It's outside my range increment, and I'm out of grip points.
Oh, no.
Yep.
What are you going to do? I'm such a horrible person, aren't I?
You really are. You are a little bit of a bitch sometimes. Just sometimes.
I think this is the first time Emlyn's run out of grip points, though, without, like, killing things to get them back.
With yep. the exception of the two performances.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We're going to go for it. It's not going to
work. Do it.
So you're shooting at the one next to Casimina that's in combat
yep.
with her. Okay, yep. So you're obviously shooting into melee, so there's -4
yep.
on that. So... I would say it's not impossible.
It's not.
It's a hard shot.
I'm not going to deadly aim because that's okay. going to make things a bit. Oh, but no, with the damage. Fuck. I'm going to have to because otherwise it's not going to do fuck all. Cool. So we're going with a -4 on this attack. Let's see how he goes. A 23.
That's terrifying. That just hits.
Wait, he's fucking 23?
Yeah, I'm close to that, yeah.
Holy shit. All right, that's 16 damage.
Okay. And that was this dude, wasn't it?
I ask a quick question that's got absolutely nothing to do with my character?
Of course.
Emlyn?
Yeah.
You know how you use alchemical cartridges?
Yeah.
What are they coated in?
Paper.
That's it. You're doing all this damage with paper bullets.
Paper and gunpowder, yeah, it explodes.
Paper, gunpowder, and a small bullet cut, essentially it's like the head of the bullet. Yeah, so instead of having like a metal casing like you would normally have in a bullet, it just uses paper and gunpowder as the casing.
All right, what kind of metal?
Are you finagling for it to be silver?
I'm just asking a question.
I mean, I don't know if I'm that bougie.
I'm gonna say if that is what your plan is, then those bullets are gonna cost you a lot more next time you make them.
Yeah, nah.
I was just asking a question. Nah.
And to be fair, that is max damage for this gun at the moment, so it's not bad.
Okay, so I mean, it did some damage. He's not looking too great. You've moved, you've reloaded prior to that, so that brings us to this dude here. Who is one of the two who was shooting at you. So I think he's just going to continue to do that, if I'm honest. He's going to take a 5 foot step, reload, take a shot at you, Emlyn.
All right.
That is a 13.
Misses.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so he tried, he failed, he gives up on life. Casimina is now in a really good position because she's in melee, which means she can use a full round attack action, which means, and this is probably going to give away what her build is for all of you lovely people who are even slightly versed in the different classes of Pathfinder, but she is going to use a flurry of blows.
Ooh.
Yeah, she is. So,
no wonder she looks like she's got shaved head from the image.
It is one of the prerequisites for being a monk, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not like a fully shaved head because she's like that wild child. But she, you know, she's got that little bit just to like hint. So she's going to do two attacks with her flurry of blows as a full round action. Just to be aware, so the only reason she's doing two is because her base attack bonus isn't high enough for multiple attacks. It would get crazy if she was higher. I love me a monk. She is going to do two attacks against him. The first one is a 28.
Oh my god.
The second one was a 23.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
You want to know something that's even better?
Yes.
What?
She is currently wearing magical hand wraps.
What does that do?
Which means that her attacks are counted as magical.
Oh, damn.
Which means they bypass the DR entirely.
Oh,
she, like, and she's also, as I say hand wraps, she also has foot wraps as well because monk. So you like you, it, it there it like she so where she swung in with the stunning fist last time, that what didn't it made contact but wasn't quite enough to deal like to stun him. She uses that momentum, spins, kicks to the side, like hitting between onto the shoulder blade into kind of like the clavicle area with the heel of her foot. The werewolf drops down to his knees, and she then spins, continues, does a full 360 and knees right into the side of his head, and he drops to the ground.
Holy hell!
Can we keep Casimina?
Yeah, she's kind of badass.
Well, I mean, no, because she's too good. But yeah, she is. Yeah,
I'm gonna say it. She's kind of hot.
Amaranth, yeah, you just watched this happen right in front of you. You just watched this, even though she's not even like looked to see where you are, like as she's been spinning and obviously carrying this momentum, she gets close to you, but there is a level of control that she doesn't come. You know, she's not going to hit you at all.
There's a feeling of very impressed, but also very disappointed. Because all I have been doing this combat is running towards enemies, and she just got rid of my target. So now I'm going to make a 20-foot movement past her.
Okay.
What is the range of... That is a question that I should know. Bear with me while I check the range of my sword.
Your sword will be 5 feet.
5 foot. I was hoping it would be longer.
No. So it's not a reach weapon. It is just It is just your immediate vicinity.
Can I take another 5 foot step?
No, because you've already done a move action.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay, I mean, you could throw your sword if you really wanted to.
Absolutely not. I am going to try and get Bartholomew to attack again. I have faith that it can happen.
Bartholomew was there, so I'm going to keep him there because he hasn't moved yet this turn. So you will need to do another handle animal check.
Don't let me down. Dice. 14. So. No.
Let you down. No.
Unfortunately, down. Not.
Come on, Bartholomew. Get your shit together.
Okay. So.
What does Bartholomew do?
That's a really good question. I think he's going to fly kind of there. So he's nearby still, but he's not quite in the thick of it.
He's not even giving me moral support anymore.
He's there. He's cheering you on from the bleachers. What more do you want? the bush bleachers, whatever they're called.
I had weapons made for him. I want those to be used.
You haven't taught him to attack yet. No, he's still learning. Right.
End of the day, you've got a very long name, and he is there squeaking in bat language. Give me an A. Give me an M.
One letter per round for the rest of the combat. that brings us to this guy here, who is still currently wielding crossbow. You're quite close.
That's right. Keep him distracted.
Can he reach you? He can reach you. So he is going to drop his crossbow and then move here, and as part of his move action, draw his long sword, and he gonna take a swing at you. That is a terrible roll. That is a 10.
Does not hit.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't use combat reflex when he moves into it. It's only when he moves out, isn't it?
No, attack opportunity or if he moves out of a threatened square, not into one, unfortunately. Avena.
Yo.
See, you've been doing lots of measurings.
Yes.
Getting those plans formulating.
There are, yes. Once I figured out actually how to use them, because it was struggled to get the right kind of circle I wanted. So I'm going to come to a halt at the top of this cliff at the bottom of the south end of the lake, I suppose. I'm going to, I think I probably heard werewolf number one go splat. I'm guessing there was some yowl of pain, I think.
I mean, it was very quick. I actually don't think, like, you would have probably seen him drop, but you probably wouldn't have heard anything. It was far too quick for that.
Fair enough. In that case, I'm going to focus on the ones that are remaining and pull out a new material from my spell pouch, a gossamer thread of spider web. And I sort of focus on it and kind of wind it around my hand somewhat. And then, and as I do, I cast web.
Okay, so targeting which square as the center?
So the center of the radius I have so handily drawn ahead of time. I think I've got the right size.
You've done an intersection. You need to have the center on an actual square.
Okay, so
you need to move it very slightly. I just need to see, just so we
there
can.
There we go.
Okay, right. So that is the area you are targeting. Okay. Remind me of the details of web. Ah, there you are. You're very good at this. anyone in the area of effect must make a reflex. Okay. Let's see how well they do. Roll number one. Roll number two. And the roll results will be revealed next week.
Whoa! Oh, what?
So the last thing you see before we adjourn for 7 days is an explosion of webs that just reach and leap and cling to the various bits of rock and bush and people in that area. But whether or not it's enough to hold them, you don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ba, 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 ba.
Our intro music is The Descent by Kevin MacLeod. Our outro music is Unpromised by Kevin MacLeod. Find more of his music by visiting incompetech.filmmusic.io. The other music in this episode was provided by Sirenscape, providers of epic sound effects, ambience, and background music for tabletop RPGs. Visit sirenscape.com for more information. The Pathfinder role-playing game and the Carrion Crown Adventure Path are owned by Paizo Inc. and are used under Paizo's community use policy. This podcast is not published, endorsed, or approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo and the Pathfinder role-playing game, visit paizo.com.